Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Joe Knight being back on the show. We've missed Joe. He's been out for a while, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost 6 years. He's the co-author of a couple of books, Project Management for Profit, as well as the first one that I knew about, Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. That's like you and me. He's co-owner and senior consultant with Business Literacy Institute, co-author, as I said, of these outstanding books, and our good friend Joe Knight. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be on the show.
Good to have you back. Hey, Joe, you've really been... One of the things that you've been consistent with us over the years is helping us understand how to improve our financial education, our financial understanding, our financial sophistication, financial accounting, financial reporting, and all of that. And it's been a while since you've been on. Bring us up to date on where things are now.
Well, Jim, I'm doing a lot of projects with the Harvard Business Review Press. We're doing some toolkits with Harvard Business Review Press, and right now. The emphasis is on return on investment and ROI analysis. One of the things I've learned, I'm in a lot of large companies around the world speaking, and I also put together material for small business. One of the things that has been happening for the last 5 years is return on investment is becoming more and more scrutinized, and it's becoming tougher for people out there to get things approved through their companies. It's tougher to raise money through
operators. Banking. Operators. I'm working on an article right now, Joe, where since 2008, the merchants are no longer running corporate America anymore. Operators are running a corporate America, and they're pretty much fish-eyed, aren't they?
You bet. And you know, Jim, we always migrate to the same topic, and I'm going to migrate there again right now. And the reason for this ROI, return on investment, strain in the economy right now is cash flow. Yeah. It's cash flow once again. Everything leads to cash flow right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number called free cash flow that everybody wants to see and understand. And it's like the sister to EBITDA.
Right.
For those of you who know EBITDA, if you're a small business owner, you need EBITDA. You also need free cash flow.
Earnings before taxes and amortization.
Yeah, earnings before interest, taxes, and amortization.
Yeah.
I tell people when I'm teaching, it's actually an obvious form of EBIT. EBITDA. But that's the only EBITDA joke I have. Anyway, you're right. It's an acronym. Earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation,
But talk to us. When you say ROI, now we all know return on investment. But when you say ROI and the way these people that you're talking about are thinking about this, tell us what you think they mean.
Well, what I mean is how do you justify spending your cash on a piece of equipment? How do you justify spending your cash on that new piece of software? How do you justify... or you have a good financial model to justify acquiring a small business or some other business that you think would enhance your small business.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about is learning how to use financial models and tools to evaluate those investments correctly, because the most important asset that you have on your balance sheet is your cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to deploy it on something that gives you a long-term return, like equipment, software, or a small business, that you're going to acquire, then you need to make sure the numbers work, that you get a return commensurate with how you invested your cash.
How do you determine what is an acceptable return?
That's a great question. The simplest way to think about this is you determine a good return by figuring out what kind of return the people who invested in your business, or if you're an investor yourself, what kind of return you would want. Typically, investors in a business want at least 10% return.
Mm-hmm. And is it, aren't comparable investments, isn't that something that they consider? In other words, you know, I couldn't get this much in a bank in savings, but if I put it in the stock market, I could get this much. And so this needs to be somewhere in that neighborhood. Is that?
That's exactly right. One of the fallacies that you think, well, I can borrow the money for 3 to 5%, maybe 6%. But if you're going to use money in a business to invest, well, a business owner if you're a good business owner, you're going to want, you know, 10 to 15, even 20% return if you have a thriving business. So if you're going to pull cash out to make an investment, you got to think 10 to 15, not 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fallacy a lot of people make is the money you have in your business is worth a lot more than money you just borrow.
When we come back after this break, I want Joe to talk to us some more, a little bit more about ROI. I've got some more questions. And then we're going to talk about that cash thing. And you and I know all about cash, folks. But how much are you keeping up with your free cash? That's a term I bet you're not using very much around inside your four walls of your small business. We're going to get Joe Knight to help us with that coming up. After this break, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.